boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Starting to realize I'm not a typical normal girl.
You're just now realizing that?
Yep.
What put you over the edge?
Well, normal people, right, when they move into a new place, what's the first thing you'd probably do? Put some curtains up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Block out the neighbors.
Okay.
And the haters.
Right.
And I haven't done that yet.
So you're just... I don't want to know what you're doing in your personal time, but you're
careful
just
there.
Letting it all hang out. Everybody can see everything.
Well, yes, for the most part. I choose when they can see things, you know.
Okay.
Okay, let me explain. Let me explain. I've had the opportunity to buy curtains a couple times now.
Yeah.
I could even go today's after work, go to the store, buy some curtains. I probably won't. Here's the thing. The first thing that we bought for the new place is bedding for the bed, because we have like a specific like color for the bedroom.
Okay.
So we bought all new bedding for the bed, not curtains.
Okay.
And then yesterday we went to the store to buy curtains, but instead we got distracted and we bought a bench that also has storage in it.
Okay.
So we didn't buy curtains.
Interesting.
So instead of letting it all hang out for the neighbors to see, we have now put boxes up on the windows.
You know what? That makes sense.
Because originally you could see everything. Now we have boxes covering the windows until we finally get around to buying curtains, because that should have been the first thing that we did.
Well, it sounds like it's really not as much of a priority as you think it is. You would have bought them the first six times you went to the store.
It's just, the thing is like I get distracted very easily. I went for curtains yesterday, but I bought a bench.
I hope your neighbors are
enjoying the view.
Enjoying it all.
Starting to realize I'm a strange one, and doing things a little bit out of the ordinary is apparently my ordinary.
Sounds about right.
Because I moved into a new place, and instead of doing curtains is the very first thing what normal people would do, I bought other things.
Right. But I'm not going to lie, I don't think you're completely wrong for that.
Why?
I don't know what, you seem very, very concerned with the curtains, but I would do exactly what you're doing and get bedding first. Mm-hmm. And then maybe some like other accessories, because otherwise, how do you know it's going to match the stuff?
See?
So I hate to rationalize your deluluness, but I kind
Thank
of
you.
Am. Because when I move this summer, I'm going to do the exact same thing probably, is buy
the bedding first.
The bedding.
Some decor.
Some decor, set kinda, the vibe.
Yeah.
And then I'll commit to curtains. Because you know what? Curtains are like rugs, okay? And they are stupid expensive. So,
and you commit to them forever.
That's what I'm saying. I want to make sure that they're going to match and they're going to be something that I do not regret purchasing.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Are you like down for a snack?
I mean, I'm kind of hungry right now. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Good. Because I feel like I found a new life path for us. And it's actually from something that you sent me this weekend.
What's that?
From TikTok. Because now I'm seeing it everywhere. This guy, the people are calling Cheese Ball Man, has gone viral. From New York City. Basically, there's tons of videos of this guy in a park in Manhattan. He is anonymous because he wears an orange ski mask, so you can't see his face. Apparently, he's 22 years old, and there were these signs popping up around New York City that were really mysterious, like posting like, hey, this guy is going to eat a whole bunch of cheese balls in this place at this time. See you there. So a bunch of people were like, this sounds goofy. I want to go watch it in person.
Well, I would.
So they all met there and in the park, in a public park. He's still wearing a ski mask. Nobody knows who this guy, what his identity is. And in 30 minutes, he ate one of those ginormous bulk tubs of cheese balls.
Nice.
While people cheered from the side, cheese ball man, cheese ball man, cheese ball man, and eat those cheese balls, eat those cheese balls, which now I'm like, this is amazing. He said that he was going to go home and make himself sick because it was apparently a pretty difficult task to do, which in my mind, I'm like, I could eat one of those on my couch on a Saturday.
The whole container?
In 30 minutes, no. If you gave me
all day. A whole afternoon.
I mean, that dream could come true.
Are you saying you want to be a cheese ball lady?
I think I would make a great cheese ball lady.
So should I put some posters up of you saying that you're going to eat some cheese balls in like Green Square Park or something and we all get to come watch you?
If I can wear a ski mask like him, then I'm down.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's so funny that you mentioned feeling like a doofus, Destiny, for continuing to drive to your old place since you moved.
Mm-hmm. It's like every single day I go home to the wrong home. Just out of habit.
How have you made it fully to your old place yet, or do you realize before you get there?
No, I get about halfway. It's like 380, and I get around the S curve, and I'm like, oop, I should have exited.
Oopsie. It's been a long time since I've done that. Honestly, probably like the last time I switched to jobs, that's always hard too.
Yes.
Is like,
oh, you start driving your old job.
I'm going to the wrong place. They don't want me there anymore. yeah, it's been a long time since I've done that until Friday night. I screwed up so bad. I had no idea what I was doing. We left here at, 7 o'clock when the show was over, and my boyfriend had ordered pizza in a time that, like, by the time I was getting into North Liberty, I was going to be able to just pick it up and it was going to be ready to go. Mind you, this is when the NFL draft was going on, so he was already sensitive. Okay. Stakes were high.
Dear Lord.
So I left here and I was like, yep, I'll grab the pizza. No worries. You enjoy your draft time before I get home. Please get it all out of your system. And I get home. I get upstairs. I unlock my apartment door and walk in. I didn't stop and get the pizza. I completely forgot. And I look at him and he looks at me and he's like, God, the Vikings are really screwing up. And I was like, I forgot the pizza. He's like, I'm already annoyed. And I was like, okay, I guess I will go back down to my car. I will turn my stupid self around and I will go get the pizza. But how does that happen? I had no idea where I was going.
Apparently, you really wanted to watch that draft.
That was my secret the whole time.
You know what? I just realized that I am the worst girlfriend to have.
You're really getting down on yourself. I believe you started the show with, I'm the worst ever. And now here we are
again.
What now?
It's a Monday.
You are in a Monday mood.
I clearly am. No, I really do think I'm the worst girlfriend ever. And hear me out. This is why you should never date me ever.
Shoot. I'm going to have to take that off my to-do list. Darn it. You're really ruining my day.
I knew that was on your to-do list. I had a feeling.
Definitely.
Anyways, moving on. I'm the worst girlfriend ever because neighbor man, he'll be attending prom. This is why you should come to Z102.9 prom.
Ooh.
If you want to meet neighbor man.
Good God.
That's how we're going to sell tickets right there.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you want to meet neighbor man, he'll be at prom. But anyways, he hadn't figured out an outfit yet. He's a procrastinator like me.
Fair.
I figured out what dress
so
I was.
So were you.
That's what I said. Yeah, I figured out my dress on Saturday and he figured out his outfit on Saturday. But he didn't know what he was going to wear. So I'm helping him. I'm figuring out like the waistcoat for him. I'm figuring out the hat he wants to wear. I'm helping him figure out the pants. And I'm like, I think this looks good. But something in me, a gut feeling said, are you sure about that?
Oh.
Like almost like when you got those angel and devils on your shoulder. It was like, yeah. It was like the devil was like, are you sure about that?
Oh, so you're questioning if the outfit was
good
bad.
Enough. Yeah. So I texted my wisest sister, Caitlin, and I said, hey, here's what I picked out for him. What do you think? And she was like, no, 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 no. None of this goes. What are you thinking?
Oh, wow.
I almost put this man in an outfit that does not match.
That sounds like you problem.
No, I thought it looked good. Apparently, I don't know how to match colors. I just realized this at 29.
Well, now you know.
I almost made him look like a doofus at prom.
Well, yeah, he should go over your head now and go straight to your sister.
And if I ever see him texting my sister, I don't need to worry. He's asking about his outfit.
You would hope so.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm really confused right now.
Why?
Okay, well, I got to tell you, if you haven't been listening, we've got new trees out in the front lawn of Z102.9.
Did we lose one?
No, we didn't.
God, I actually panic way too easily.
Worst case scenario, man.
Relax.
It's not bad, but we have four of them that I can see
Okay.
from my window seat, all right? And I like it because it's just another thing for me to look at, right? However, I'm confused because three of them are standing up straight and one of them is blowing in the wind and is at a diagonal. How's that happening?
I don't know.
Can somebody tell me that science? Because
don't look at me.
I'm going to need you to come over here once, you know, we're doing this.
Well, I got buttons pressed, but yeah. What do you mean it's diagonal?
I'm not kidding. The one on the end is blowing at an angle and the other ones are standing up nice and straight. So
they have a lot of hairspray in them.
Extra firm hold.
That's what I'm 100%. Thinking. 100%. That's what I'm thinking. That's, have you ever seen someone who has a... If I had to guess. That's what I'm saying. Have you ever seen somebody who has a lot of hairspray in their hair and you're like, oh, that ain't flowing in the wind? Mm-mm. That's what I'm thinking.
All right,
it's like you said, trust me.
It's my poor Justin Trieber on the end is just, it needs a touch up because.
Get him some trust.
There is no firm hold.
Easy, breezy, beautiful. Trust me.
Trust me.
It's wrong brand, but you know.
Close enough.
Well, this is kind of cute and romantic. Mindy said on our Z102.9 Facebook page, because we asked, where's your prom date now?
Mm-hmm.
Married and live in Texas. Oh, wait. I thought that meant like they were married.
Jeez. I don't think they're married. I think Mindy's saying that the date is married.
I read that. So I'm so sorry, Mindy. I hope you're doing well. I read that so wrong.
Oh, God.
There is somebody who did marry theirs. I read that one wrong.
Yeah, Terry said married to me. I think they specified.
Sorry, Mindy. I hope they're doing great in Texas. Pete. I hope you are, too. I read it
too
wrong.
Too little, too late, dude.
Married and live in Texas. I thought it meant like they were married and they lived in Texas.
Okay. Anyways. I'm going to guess that's not the case. So way to make it awkward and way to make it weird. Good job.
That's what I'm here for.
We want to hear from you. Where's your prom date now? Are you married? Are they married to someone else and moved somewhere
else? To Texas?
Call us. And
I said, because I messed up.
Yeah, as you should be. And I feel embarrassed thinking about high school prom a little bit, which is why I'm excited to redo it this Saturday, obviously. Z-Win 2.9 prom. Get your tickets now at KZIA.com.
Plug.
Looking back at high school prom, I went with the same date for 3 years.
Oh.
And where is he now? Well, I believe he lives across the country. Good for you.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I don't think he lives here anymore. I believe he's a bartender.
Ooh.
And I believe that he's still... makes raps on SoundCloud in his free time.
Shoot. I was going to say, if I am ever single again, you should let me know where he's at. Never mind.
Take it back.
I take it back. Oh, I can't be the only one who's dying to give a little PSA to your prom date from high school.
You're making me real nervous because it sounds like this is not positive.
You don't know that.
Okay.
Maybe I'm starting to be a positive Nelly now.
I don't buy it. I don't.
But we want to know, where's your prom date now from high school?
I'm scared. You got papers over there.
My high school prom date. This was my junior year in high school. Vinton Shelsburg represent. Okay. He was, I had met him Online, do not recommend for high schoolers. Don't ask.
I don't think that's legal.
It was okay. He was also in high school too.
Okay, whatever.
Don't ask. All right. And he lived in Mason City. I couldn't remember. I was like, starts with an M.
Okay, you're giving a lot of details.
He lived in Mason City. Okay. So he drove all the way to Vinton to go to my high school prom.
Is this the first time you met?
No. Okay, we started dating before prom, actually. Got it. My parents loved him. We were dating for a couple months before prom. My parents loved him. And this is the guy that I dumped the week before prom because I realized.
You didn't?
Do you not think I can dump people?
The week before prom is heartless.
I know, it is heartless. It's just, I realized it was like dating my brother.
Oh, good God.
So I had
Where is he now?
Okay, well, here's my thing. He's doing way better than me. That's what sucks.
Oh, shoot.
He's been with this girl for over 7 years, and they have a baby together. They're married. They've got two boy cats together. I mean, they're living a happily ever life, and then there's just...
Yeah, what do you got?
I got nothing. But here's my PSA, and it's not for him, necessarily.
All right.
It is for my dad, my stepmom, my friend Hannah, and Justin. Could you delete him on Facebook? Because I see you guys are still snap. Facebook friends with him. My dad and my stepmom are still Facebook friends with him. Get over it, guys.
The relationship
is over.
A little bitter, a little jealous.
Grab your tickets for this weekend because we've got Z102.9 Hold Your Horses Adult Prom.
Yeah, because let's be honest, as we are all reflecting on our high school prom days, you're like, I could use a redo as an adult.
Mm-hmm. And if you want a redo, then come to Z102.9 Prom. Trust us.
It's so much better as an adult.
A night to remember that you want to remember.
Yeah. I'm following.
But you know what? I told you I was on a mission right now. I am bound and determined to talk to somebody who went to high school prom with someone who is now in prison. Because we've been asking you this whole hour, where is your prom date now? And I want to have somebody whose prom date's in prison or went to prison.
I mean, dream big is what they say, right?
And I see the phone lines are going crazy right now.
They are.
So you better tell me one of these phone calls, someone has a story.
Well, let's check in. Jenny, where is your prom date now?
Looking at pictures, I really am saved. He has like a very bad receding hairline. He has a couple of kids. Looks like he's like coaching somewhere. So wish him well, but.
Wish him well, but glad it ain't me.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah, pretty much. I read through that. Mark, what about you? Where's your prom date?
I married her.
Really? Now, how long ago was that?
1975.
Aww. Nice.
That's awesome. good for him.
I love that.
I mean, that's like ultimate fairy tale.
Yes, it is. It's the only things you see in rom-coms.
It really is, because it sure didn't happen for you and me.
Nope.
No way. Chloe, what about you? Where's your prom date?
He is going to be a doctor, and we dated for almost 2 years, and I saw him at my brother's wedding, and he did not recognize me.
What?
Oh, no.
Yep.
So did you have to do the awkward thing of like, hey, remember way back when?
No, I was like, hey. And he looked me up and down and was like, hey. I was like, oh, okay.
I would lose my mind. There's no way that he was serious, right?
I would hope not. It wasn't that long ago. Come on.
100%. Get over yourself. Trisha, what about you? Where's your prom date now?
So it's not my prom date, but my mom. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Expose mom.
So my mom was supposed to go to prom with this guy, but they couldn't because he went to prison instead.
Oh. Was it, I mean, like, did she have a week to find a new date? Was it the day of? Like, how last minute was this?
She got a new date, and then she ended up meeting my dad through her date, and then they were married for 24 years. But recently, my mom has reconnected with the guy who went to prison.
No!
No!
And now they're dating, and they live together.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
One of my favorite things to come up on TikTok or even on Instagram Reels is when stuff from like the 80s and the 90s goes viral because I wasn't born or I wasn't old enough to like see the cringy infomercials.
Are you talking about that thing that you brought me like a month or two ago? And it was like the old fashioned like online dating. But back then they didn't have Bumble and Hinge and any of that. So instead, it was you send a video in, didn't air on TV.
Yeah, it was like almost like infomercials, which I feel
here's
like...
Here's why you should date me.
Yes, and it's always in that like 80s infomercial voice. So if I scroll past one, you know, I am absolutely going to watch it. Now, I found something else that has nothing to do with dating. It's actually one of the hotlines that was apparently a thing in the 80s. And this is kind of what it sounded like.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
I mean, it was a hotline that you could call and you could sob.
Oh my God, is this thing still open?
That's exactly what I knew you were going to say. However...
Oh my God, please, for the love of God, tell me it's still open because I could use that today. I need a cry.
Oh, today specifically.
Yes, I could use a cry.
Did you catch that it costs money, though?
I don't care. I'm tired of trying to cry to my friends and they are tired of hearing it, and it's very clear that they don't want to hear it anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
So I could like to do it to a hotline to a random person.
I knew if anybody would appreciate it.
Is this thing open? I'm being serious.
Well, why don't you
call
them up right now and get your good cry in.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I really, truly do love you, okay?
All right, but...
But I have to do this.
What?
I have to issue a code red.
Please help me! God.
We went a whole week of me not being able to issue a code red.
Please Why? Help me.
Why?
So
why?
I feel like I can issue one, if you don't mind.
I mean, you already did, so whatever. But why?
I am issuing a code red because I seriously need some help right now. We got Z102.9 Adult Prom this weekend. Hold Your Horses is the theme. Little Kentucky Derby, right? Which, by the way, if you don't have your tickets... I wouldn't wait much longer.
Do it. Go get them.
Yeah. KZIA.com if you want to do it like the easy way, you know, boop, boop, bop, bop on your phone. If you want to save $5, you can spend it on drinks that night. Go to Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City or Theater Cedar Rapids box office as well. You can go walk in and save $5 for those tickets.
But yes.
I just told you it's Kentucky Derby themed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I'm having a slight bit of a panic attack because... I'm asking the girlies around the office. I'm like, what are you wearing for prom? No, what are you wearing for prom? No, what are you wearing? Because you always, when you go out to something big like this.
I do it every time. Right. I don't care if it's brunch. I don't care if it's prom night. I'm asking.
The girlies.
What y'all wearing?
Mm-hmm. I mean, my sister's getting married in August and my stepmom messaged me this weekend. What are you wearing for the wedding? See, that's what girls do.
This is girlhood. We check in with each other to see what the vibe is. It's in our blood. It's in our DNA.
Right. So I kind of got the vibe. I know that like Kylie's wearing like a derby dress. It sounds like you're wearing like a derby type dress. I don't know what Claire's wearing. I have a feeling maybe prom, but I'm not sure. I don't know what Jaden's wearing. I do know she ordered her dress literally last minute. But I don't know. So here's what I'm freaking out about is it sounds like majority of people are wearing Kentucky Derby dresses. Fine. Whatever. I didn't order one of those. I was going to squeeze into an old prom dress from 2019 of working here. Because I'm really proud of myself. I lost the weight. I'm like, ooh, I can fit into that dress again. I'm really, really proud of myself to be able to get into it. But if nobody else is wearing a prom dress, I don't know what to do. So I'm freaking out. So I'm like, do I go buy a derby dress? What do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. What do I do?
Here's the thing. I feel like the vibe for this is like you just dress up.
Okay.
Right? Because everybody, even if it's like more derby or more like classic glam prom dress, I feel like everybody's just going to be like looking good, feeling good, dressed up for a night out. That I feel like anything kind of goes.
Okay.
Because normally I'm thinking of like, okay, back in college, it's Saturday night. The girls meet up in the living room. What are we wearing tonight? Is it comfy? Mm-hmm. Is it cute comfy? Or is it, I don't know. I probably can't use the word that I was going to say.
Whoa!
To describe the latter option. But it was like, okay, is it like jeans and a crop top? Sweatpants and a crop top? Or like fancy pants and a crop top?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you'd fall into those categories. So I feel like this just falls into like the fancy category.
Yeah.
So I feel like you're good to go.
Well, here's the thing is like, you know me, I like to dress up. Mm-hmm. I always, even here, I like to dress up more. So that's why I'm like, I want to wear my prom dress. Even if a lot of people might wear derby dresses, am I going to be the oddball out?
No.
Good, because that's what I was hoping for.
I think just put on a fun hat.
And then that's what I ordered a fun one that matches my hair. Flex. That's my flex for the night.
Weird flex. But okay. You know, funny enough, your code red that you issued a couple minutes ago actually reminded me that a time that code red is appropriate is those moments, especially if you live with a man.
Oh.
So you were saying like you were feeling a little panicky about Z1 and 2.9 prom coming up this Saturday, not knowing what all of the other girlies around the office are wearing, because obviously we check in with each other.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, what are you wearing? What kind of shoes are you wearing? All of those things. And having that moment, but with your partner, who's a dude that you live with, I feel like is a really humbling experience. Because over the weekend, guys just don't get it. When you're like, what are you wearing? They don't read into it like we do.
Oh, no, they don't.
Where it's like, I need you to tell me so I can match you. I can match your energy. I literally had this happen this weekend where me and my boyfriend were going to pizza with his family, and I did the thing. Okay, what are you wearing to dinner? And he said, oh, just comfy clothes. So I put on like cute sweatpants
and a sweatshirt. That's what I would do. Yeah,
that's comfy but still cute, still presentable. And I walk into his room and he's got on jeans. What?
That's not comfy.
That's not comfy. In what world? And then I had to have this conversation of like, dude, is that what you think is comfy? Because we need to break this down. Have you ever had this happen? Am I the only person who feels like we're speaking different languages?
I love that you say that, because even this weekend, I didn't ask neighbor man what he wanted. We had to go run some errands. I didn't ask him like, hey, what are you wearing or anything? I just knew we were both going to go out and run errands. I figured we'd been doing like housework all day and we kind of look gross and ratty, you know, looking like rats.
Yeah.
That we were going to go out looking like rats.
Well, yeah, because why would you get all dolled up?
Right. I had worn yoga pants and a sweatshirt to do house cleaning. Figured he'd go out and same kind of thing. Well, not yoga pants, you know.
Go I mean, off.
Do what if you want.
What you choose.
I would like that. just for him.
No more.
Anyways. But he started dressing up and he like looked nice. And I'm like, we're going to Home Goods. We're running errands.
Pull it together.
So then I had to take my yoga pants off and put some jeans on and look a little bit more presentable, because I didn't want to be matching that. I wasn't even on the same level. We were not on the same level.
How do we fix this?
I don't know.
We need like a dictionary.
I look like a rat and he looked like Prince Charming.
You were the frog.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.